Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, oh,
and thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. You guys, I appreciate your patience. We're having some technical difficulties on this afternoon. And how many of you guys know that when the devil do not want you to get your message across, he will try to do any and everything? Now, I have never had any issues doing my show from my home. But however, today, all of a sudden, I'm having some difficulties. But however, it's okay. Celinda, are you there?
I am here.
Awesome. Now, look at that. That's just unbelievable with what just happened. Oh, my God.
You just have to keep it moving, Crystal.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So, starting off where we, picking back up, I would say, where we left off, we were talking about speaking to the head and not the bed. And I think it kind of cut off in between that area. So can we just start back from there, sis? Can you let's talk about speaking to the head and not the bed. Let's just go back over that and tell the listening audience, what were you thinking when you wrote that portion of the book?
Sure. I'll be a little more transparent this time when I talk about it, because this book is really about transparency, me being authentic. That is what my movement is about, and just really speaking to those bandages so that they may fall off. So when I wrote that chapter, I thought about how I, in my past, when I didn't know any better, walking in wounded identity, thought that I could keep a man by spreading my legs and by sleeping with him, and like so many of us do still to this day. And that is something we have to teach you young girls, that is not the way to get a man.
That's right.
A real man that has really gone through something, you can be with the person, I'm keeping it real, for 5 minutes. After that's over, then what's left? This man needs more than that. The woman, she needs more than that. You have to speak to that person's head. You have to speak into what's dead and lying dormant inside of them. You have to speak life back into it. Because you can be lying there with the person, and that person is dead in their spirit. The body is warm, but the person is dead themselves. So in order to speak to the head and not the bed, you have to know what's inside of you as a woman, speaking life into that man, as I said just a minute ago, speaking power back into him, everything that he's gone through throughout the day, speaking that back into him, and knowing that it's not just about going to bed with him, that that is the way that you're going to keep him. You just have to know that power that's in you. We're like women, so powerful. We have an electricity inside of us that we can touch a man's spirit without even touching him. It's just that's like walking it. Into a room and a light comes on without even touching the light switch. That's the power that we walk in, but we have to know that. And when you have that power in you and you're speaking that life over that man, then that is something so powerful, so awesome, and so anointed that this man, whatever it is that he has gone through, he knows that he can get up and walk again. He knows that he's a king, and that king inside of him has been spoken to, and he's rising up and walking in that royalty.
My goodness, that is so powerful. And like you said, a lot of us feel that that's what we need to do to get that man or keep that man. But as soon as we sleep with that man, forget about it. It is all over. He may call you back. He may not. He may call you back because he wants to have sex again with you. But however, you know, you mean nothing to him. Been there, done that, got a T-shirt, got an award, the whole nine. I am not interested. Do you hear me? My goodness. But, and it's amazing because, for example, I went on a date last night, and I tell you, I only been with him for about 45 minutes, if that. And when I say I already knew what he wanted within that 45 minutes, so, of course, I came home and deleted his number, and I'm no longer interested. Because you already showed me what you wanted within that 45-minute time frame. Now, sis, if I would have done that, let's say back in the days, then, you know, I would have eliminated a lot of foolishness and foolery that I put myself through. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Truly
oh,
amazing.
Yeah,
truly amazing.
I know. Yes.
But and that goes to the next topic, being single and satisfied. Let's talk about that because that just, wow, look at that. That just kind of carries us right into being single and satisfied. Let's talk about that. What were your thoughts when you were writing that? Because that's another powerful topic as well.
Okay, keeping it real again. Many of us do desire to have someone in our lives. We really do. And if someone says, I don't want anyone, I don't believe them because we truly desire that as human beings. When I wrote that chapter, after all the craziness I had been through in my marriage and talking to a few of my girlfriends, many of us are walking in singleness. Yet we're not single. That's something that you have to know because as long as God is with you, you're never going to be a single person. And then a person that's whole, that's a powerful person once again. I speak to women in that chapter because some of them think that if I don't have a husband, then I'm nobody. If I don't have a man, then I'm nobody. But I say to you now, never ever allow your status of your relationship to identify who you are. Never attach that and allow to become your name. Singleness is my name. You are still whole. You are still beautiful. You are still a queen. You are still a princess. You have to know that you are still a lady. Doesn't matter if you have a man or not. And being satisfied knowing that you have gone through the fire, through the rain, and now you're walking in that sunshine. You know who you are without a shadow of a doubt, and nobody can take that away from you. Single and satisfied. You're satisfied in that singleness. You can go see the movies by yourself. You can go to dinner by yourself. And I posted this week, I think it was yesterday, when I said to the ladies, stop getting excited when a man takes you to the movies and dinner. You can do that for yourself.
You can do that yourself.
The question is, can he take you to God?
Right.
Okay.
My goodness.
Because we get so excited. Oh, he bought me flowers. He bought me this. And we desire that. Now, I love for a man to buy me some flowers. Don't get it wrong. But don't allow that to be the factor of the entire relationship, that he did this for me, he did that for me. And people ask me now, well, what do you look for in a relationship? Because I am single, a protector, a provider, and a priest. Those are the things that I desire in a relationship. I don't care what type of car you drive. I don't care how big your house is. I don't care how much money you make. Of course, a woman wants a man that can provide. But that stuff at the end of the day can be taken away from you. You have to know that you can be satisfied in who you are, whether in that relationship or you walking as a single person as well.
Wow. That's so true. And it's so funny because we said that at the same time, you can do those things for yourself. You can take yourself to the movies. You know, a lot of times, even last night when I went on my date, oh, you want to go into inside? I'm good. You know, do I look like I'm missing a meal, honey? No, I can cook for myself. I got to buy myself a meal. Keep your money because I'm not interested, you know. But anyway, moving right along, next topic, healed. In your book, you were talking about healed. Let's touch bases on that. What were you thinking when you wrote the that portion of the book, healed?
That portion of the book came about really speaking to myself and to women.
Mm-hmm.
After you have gone through the stages of being hurt and doing things in your life that you knew you should not have been doing, you've
mm-hmm.
taken every bandage off, you're naked, you strip everything off of you, and you're looking at yourself, and you realize that you no longer want to be that person that you're looking at. You no longer want to live a life of being dressed up and messed up. You never want to live a life anymore of being broken. You want to be whole.
Right.
You want to smile again. You don't want to pretend. You don't want to put on a facade. You don't want to dress up with Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Michael Kors, all these things that people use to make themselves appear as a whole person. Then comes
right.
the healing, then comes the cleanse, and then comes the detoxing of getting everything up out of you so that you can become a person that's walking and healing and being whole. Because
mm-hmm.
a whole person will attract another whole person. And that's what you
that's
want
true.
In life. That's how that
true.
Chapter came about, realizing that it was finally time to remove every bandage and allow every private part, whether it's your eyes, your ears, your heart, whatever's been damaged, even your private part, from people touching it so many times and just – and you think that that was what you were supposed to do to get that person. Every part of you needed to be healed. So that was
the
time to be naked and get every part of you cleansed, healed, set free, and delivered.
That's right. And that detoxing is very important because I had to go through that on, oh, my God, so many occasions. That detoxing mm-hmm. is something serious. That process is something serious. So I totally agree. Belinda, I know you do so many different great things. I mean, as far as your mentoring program, you know, you have the your facilitator for, was it My Sister's Keepers? Tell the people about the mentoring program and what ages do you currently work with as far as the children? And is it just girls or is that including the boys? Because they need help as well.
I agree with you. They do need help. So I really just work with the young ladies right now because I want to teach them how to become young ladies. And
okay.
the age group is 13 to 18. I'm actually putting a conference together for next year in the month of March, Crystal, which is Women's Month. And it's
okay.
going to be very powerful. It's called Unveiling the Real Me. Because our young ladies are walking in wounded identity also. A lot of them have no idea who they are. Again, they take on what they see in the videos or what they see on TV and think that that is how they're supposed to live their lives. But you do what you speak, not really what people say. So if you
mm-hmm.
give them the example of what a lady is, then that is something that they can follow. That's someone that they can follow. So that is my goal, to continue to be an example of what a real lady is, someone that they can look up to, someone that they're not afraid to come and talk to. I remember going to a school to speak, and a young lady told me that she had contracted an STD from a young boy, and she cried in my arms. Another one told me that she got pregnant and she wanted an abortion and she cried in my arms. And that was the time that I knew that I had gained their trust. And that's what God had put inside of me and on me to be there for them. And that I was truly walking in my call and making a difference in the lives of these young ladies.
That's right. That's
mm-hmm.
right. And that's the conference that you're having, that sounds really interesting, and I would love to be a part of that and participate. But I would definitely say that's very true. I mean, for them to share that much with you, then I know, for you know, they were definitely comfortable. And sometimes it's good to have someone else that they can talk to, because a lot of times, you know, these kids, they can't just talk to their mother or they can't talk to their father because they feel like, okay, mom and dad is going to judge me. So, you know, they just keep everything bottled up inside. But that's good to know. And I'm really excited about your mentoring program. And also with the being a facilitator for My Sister's Keepers, let's talk about that. What do you normally do, you know, with that organization?
Well, that organization, again, my hometown is Cordele, Georgia. And what we do, we're going back into our community. Our community back home is most of the women live there are the ones that we're, well, the women we are targeting there. And a large percentage of the women are the ones that they're living in Cordele. What we're doing is going back, rebuilding, and just reconstructing our city, taking our city back, because there's so much drugs going on down there, teenage pregnancy, STDs,
wow.
AIDS. It's just not the same as it was from when I was growing up as a little girl. And when I go home, it's like I rarely know who people are or too much about the city. So we're going in there to help make a difference and to just love on our people there and let them know that someone cares, that we want to help rebuild the city, that we want to listen to them and their concerns on what's going on and see what way we can be of assistance in helping them. So that's what my brother's keeper is all about. And with me being the facilitator, it's about really being over the ladies there, listening to their needs, and we put different programs together. We're there to assist the men and to also do fundraising events. And we've had some great events this year. We just did the 100 Women in Pink, which was for Cancer Awareness Month. And when I tell you, it was phenomenal, and it brought tears to our eyes. It was awesome.
Aww. That's awesome. Now, is that something that you guys are going to have each year, the 100 Women in Pink?
We will. We will have it every year. We also did the Women Empowerment Brunch for the month of March, which, is Women's Month. And, Crystal, that was very exciting as well because we had two ladies there. We honored the women in the community there that were that had made a difference. And one of them was 103, and the other one was, I think, 100 or 101. And the one 103 just passed away. Actually, I think it's been 2 weeks now. So we were able to give her flowers while she was still alive, and I was very honored.
That's right. I can imagine. I can imagine how that may have made you feel. My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
103 years old. That's a blessing.
Truly,
truly a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And I know that you're – say that again.
I'm loving it.
Yes, awesome, awesome. I know that you're currently working on another book. How is that going?
Well, I'd say it's going. The Secrets Within, yes, Crystal. My schedule is, like, really, really crazy. However, I do intend to have that book finished. I'm looking at March to have that book finished, The Secrets Are Thin. And I tell you, for those that are listening, you think Heal My Private Parts is a good book, The Secrets Are Thin is going to blow your mind. So,
my God,
I
can't wait. Now, do you currently, I know March is coming and that's going to be approaching soon, but do you already currently have the date set aside on when you're going to release it and all that good jazz?
I do not have a date yet. It's up in the air right now because every weekend in March I have an engagement. So I'm not sure what date. Yeah, it's just that crazy.
Okay. Well, keep me posted. I would love to do the book signing and everything for you for that upcoming book. So we'll talk about it more, but that sounds like it's going to be really interesting. And you guys, when I say that Heal My Private Parts, this book is outstanding, when I tell you that you need to definitely, we talked about some of the topics that she wrote in the book, but you definitely need to get your copy of this book. This book is wonderful. When I tell you it truly healed a lot of things that that I was going through at the time and helped me to understand certain things that I was still unclear about. So I'm going to tell you it's a great read. Celinda is actually going to be joining me on this coming Saturday, November the 21st, at Cat's Cafe. That's in downtown Atlanta, and she is going to be one of the authors. I'm having an event on Saturday, which is called Meet the Authors, on November the 21st from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So Celinda is going to have her books and different products for you to purchase, as well as my girlfriend Angelica Minu. It's going to be a great event, you guys. So I am telling you, if you have not purchased your tickets yet, you better go ahead and start purchasing your tickets. And also, you know, for those that do not want to pay online, you know, of course you can pay at the door as well, but I try my best to tell people to purchase your tickets in advance so that you'll have that out of the way. And when you come, make sure you're there on time, 5:30. We're going to be starting promptly at 5:30. The event is only 2 hours, so we want to make sure we have enough time because those 2 hours go by really, really fast. But we want to make sure that you have enough time to spend with the authors, meet them personally, talk to them, get them to autograph your books, take pictures with them, all that good jazz. So make sure that you're in the building on November the 21st from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. On this Saturday. And we are super excited about that event. Are you excited about the event, Celinda?
I am really excited.
Awesome. So you guys, she is going to undress some mess on Saturday. So you guys prepare yourself. Celinda, tell us. Go ahead. You going to say something?
Yes. I'm definitely going to undress myself next Saturday. I am going to give it to you real and raw. We will be healing some private parts next Saturday.
I can't wait. I am so excited. If I could just, like, speed up the week, I really would, just so I can get to Saturday. So you guys, make sure you join us. If you want to purchase your tickets online, you can definitely purchase your tickets online, and you can purchase it at www.meettheauthors2015.eventbrite.com. Again, the tickets are only $5 for that evening, and also you can purchase your tickets at the door. The address for Cat's Cafe is 970 Piedmont Ave, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309. So I am super excited about that. But anyway, moving right along, Celinda, tell us what else you have going on as far as your upcoming events. I know your schedule is extremely long, longer than mine, but tell us what else you got going on within this month and December. If you want you know, anybody to come and join you and participate, we would love to support you.
Okay, Crystal, I don't know if it's busy as yours is. We have a few events coming up for my brother's keeper, my sister's keeper. We have a Christmas celebration, our first Christmas ball that we will be having. And as a matter of fact, today I have another show that I will be on at 6:30, the Praise and Worship Show. I will be interviewed there. Yes, definitely. And again, Kish Magazine, I'm featured in that magazine. And I have another magazine that's coming out in December where I actually did an article there I will be featured in. And I'm not going to talk too much on it right now, but as time draws near, I will definitely be talking about that. And a few more things kind of thrown in there, conferences that I'll be posting very soon. I'll be posting those things up.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And you guys, definitely, Celinda Mumphrey is on Facebook. If you feel you want to follow her, her movement is powerful. You just definitely want to be a part. If you want to be a part of something positive where you know that you are able to get healed and you know that you're able to just kind of, you know, change your attitude about certain things, you definitely want to connect with her group on Facebook. And it's Removing the Bandages. And what's the other one, Celinda, that we're in? Praying Women of Power. Okay. So connect with both of those groups. Celinda, also let them know how they can reach you on Facebook and social media.
Okay. On Twitter, it's Celinda D, and that's S-Y-L-I-N-D-A-D. On Instagram, it's Celinda D, LLC. And on Facebook, it's either Celinda D. LLC or Celinda Mumphrey, and my last name is Mumphrey. So go to my website, which is CelindaD.com, and there you will be able to keep up with the different events where I will be place and time. So those are ways that you can definitely contact me.
Awesome, awesome. So you guys, I hope you got a chance to write that information down. If not, please feel free to listen back to the playback. Also, I just want to say to the listeners, if you have a question or a comment and you want to ask Celinda a question or a comment, please press 1 and I will make sure we get you into the studio. I am so sorry. I'm being selfish today. And I did not let you guys know that, so I am extremely sorry. Definitely press 1 if you have a question or a comment, and I will make sure we get you into the studio and you can ask your question or state your comment to Celinda or myself, okay? Celinda, I don't know if we talked about Demon of Insecurity. Did we touch on that?
No, we did not. No.
Okay, let's go back to that because those, you know, I really – wanted to make sure I include that because that was extremely one of the ones that I checked off in your book. Let's talk about that. What were you thinking when you wrote that portion of the book?
That portion is geared towards the insecurity that many of us have. There are times as women we wonder if we're pretty enough, if we're if we have what it takes to be with this man or just in life for certain things. For me, mm-hmm. Going through my marriage, my tumultuous marriage, my husband at the time had me in a place or in a state of feeling insecure because of things that he did as far as talking to other women, chat lines, mm-hmm. Putting himself on Craigslist, just different things that he did. And I was going through the process of healing from the breast cancer scare of having the stitches and everything in my breast and thinking at that time that he was not going to want to look at me, nor would any other man want to look at me, because every mm-hmm. woman has something on her body that is like the prize for her. And for me, it was my breast. And when I went through that, I felt like my whole world was over, that I
wow.
was no longer a beautiful person. I was no longer a woman. And mm-hmm. insecurity had set up in me. But again, it was at that time that I had to really speak to myself, knowing that that was something that I went through, but I made it through. I'm a survivor. I'm still standing.
Mm-hmm.
And that scar mm-hmm. is a scar from a battle, saying that I won, that I came out victorious. So I say to every woman, that insecurity that you feel, don't allow it, again, to be defined by anyone else's opinion of what they're thinking of you. You have to, again, know who you are and whose you are, that you're beautiful no matter what. If something happens to your arm, something happens to your leg, no matter what it is, you still have to know that you're still beautiful and be secure within. And that's how that
Thank
chapter
you.
Came out.
Wow. And I know that in your book, I saw a poem in there that if it's okay, can you read that poem or recite that poem for us? In your book, I think that's definitely important, and we as women and men, you know, we need to hear that. But I think specifically you wrote it for the ladies.
You speak on the fabric of a lady. Is that the one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It says, the fabric of a lady is so delicately made. In order for a man to reach her inner court, his touch must be gentle and firm. It must be soft enough to touch that spot where everything comes alive and causes her garden to open up and her flowers to bloom. The meticulous touch, secret place, causes a man to go deep to discover her hidden treasures. He exposes all of her private parts that range from hurt, disappointment, and rape to insecurity and a broken heart. Her lips are like a rose petal that gives off a sweet fragrance when she opens her mouth to speak. Her strength is in her words, not her hips, lips, eyes, or thighs. She speaks with wisdom, love, and grace. These attributes make a man want to stand erect and take his rightful place. And that's the power of a lady.
The power of a lady. You guys, I hope that has blessed you on today, because those words and what she just read is very, very important, and we need to understand the meaning of being a true lady, the lady that God wants us to be. Also, Celinda, I am, just in awe. I know that there is someone out there that's going through some of the things that you have experienced, whether or not, and of course, you know, different topics that you talk about in your book. You touched on rape, you touched on so many different topics, but what would you say to the person that's going through some of the things that you've already went through and what you've already experienced?
I would tell them, again, first thing is to face what you're going through. You cannot be healed unless you acknowledge the pain. You have to know who you are, again, and whose you are, and knowing that you cannot allow your situation to be greater than your determination. You have to have a made-up mind, because everything starts in the mind. And once you've made up your mind that you're no longer going to live in what you're going through, then everything will begin to fall in place, because you're at that point where you're starting to get up. You're going to stand up and you're going to look up, and you're going to know that you can go up in all the things that God has for your life. So I say to you, whatever it is that you are going through in life, do not allow that situation to attach itself to you. Do not take on the name of that situation. You are victorious. You are all that God said that you are. You are a powerful woman of God. You are a powerful woman of man, a powerful man of God. And I want you to know today that if you want it, then it's yours. God promised it to you. I was not going to lie down and let this situation take me out. The doctor told me that it was cancer. He looked in my eyes and said that it was cancer. And when we hear that word, that is the most feared word in every language of the world. I was fearful, I will admit it. But I had to really pray. I had to really seek God, and I had to surround myself around people that could speak into me and be there for me. And that's exactly what you have to do, whatever the situation that you're in. Get some type of help. Get people around you that can be there for you. You have to know that you're bigger and you are better than that problem that you're going through. You can make it. You have to strip naked, be unashamed, and just cry out to God and say, heal my private part. And it can be done.
That's it. And, you know, it's just amazing because, you know, last month, of course, was breast cancer awareness and domestic violence awareness. So, but you hear so many people talk about, you know, being a breast cancer survivor, a breast cancer overcomer. And, you know, I'm just grateful that, you know, it definitely wasn't cancer. And me, myself personally, I had, you know, some breast issues, and I used to have cysts growing in my breast. So, I'm grateful because I used to have them all the time, especially more so when I was in high school, and my mom would take me to the doctor and we would go back and forth, and we were supposed to have surgery to remove them. And when it was time for the surgery, there was no cyst for them to operate on, you know? So when I say God is a healer, he's a healer. And yet to this day, I'm not supposed to be drinking coffee because that's one of the things that, you know, unfortunately allows the cyst to grow into your body. But I have a cup here and there, you know, maybe once a day or here and there, a couple times a week. But I don't drink it as much as I used to because I had to definitely make some changes in my life in regards to, you know, drinking all that coffee. But for people that don't know that breast cancer is real and, you know, breast challenges, you know, people having so many different breast issues and stuff like that. I just read an article about, I want to say about a week or two ago, that was on Facebook, and a young lady, she lost her life due to breast cancer. And it's just, it was sad because it's one of my close friends' friends. And come to find out, I guess she was going back and forth to the doctor, and the doctor didn't think it was that serious. And then the next thing you know, I think she was almost stage 4 cancer, and she, you know, I just talked to her mom a couple of days ago, and you know, her mom was still just like out of it, you know. So I need to check back on her. But I think this happened like a year or two ago. But it's just amazing, you know, when you have someone that is no longer here and they lost their lives due to cancer or got killed or what type, it doesn't matter how they left, but they're no longer here. You know, people sometimes slip into depression. And, it's just amazing. But what I want you to tell the people, Celinda, is, you know, when you were going to the doctor, how often did they tell you, you know, that you should go and get yourself checked out when it comes to your mammograms and stuff like that? Let's talk about that a little bit, because a lot of times people are just, unfortunately, naive. Not to say that they're naive either. They may just not know. You know, so it's important for us to get ourselves checked out, whether or not it's mammogram, physical, whatever. We need to get ourselves checked out because, God forbid, if there is a problem, you know, at least we can, nip that problem in the bud early instead of later, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I just had my mammogram done on October 31st. So I was really excited to get my results back that everything was fine, because you still go in there every now and then with a little fear, like, okay, is everything going to be okay? Will they see something?
Right.
Because with the process of going through what I went through, it was a lump that just continued to grow, and it almost took over my entire left breast. It was huge, and it was so painful. I never experienced anything so painful, just a slight touch. It was extremely painful. It was very warm. So I hid it for a while. I was married. I hid it from my ex-husband thinking that it will go away, and I hid it from my mother. But one day I just couldn't take the pain anyway, and I had him to feel it, and I had my mother, and they were like, hey, you need to go get this checked out. So I was back and forth to the doctor, and what's really crazy, Crystal, is the doctor was giving me the wrong medication for it, and that's how it came back again months after going to surgery. Yeah, the wrong medication, just a few other things that I really don't want to talk about that happened in the doctor's office, too, that should not have taken place. So I'm definitely blessed to be alive through it all, and I will continue to tell my story as long as God gives me breath in my body. But, yeah, I was going every 6 months to make sure I get checked. Now I make sure I go every year to get it checked. And I want to say to the ladies, we go through so much in our bodies. Because men are projectors and we are receptors. We receive inside of us. We receive so much. And that's why even with stress, I say in my situation, sometimes it's not cancer, it's just cancerous people that are in your life that you have to get rid of. And today my pastor was talking about when people walk out your life, say bye-bye. I have the gift of saying goodbye to you now. So just go. If you're going to cause me any type of stress, keep it moving. So I'm not going to let anybody take me out. And I say that to women and men. Don't let anybody stress you out to the point where it can cause diseases in your body. It can cause sickness. Mm-hmm. And women especially, as I just stated, we take in so much inside of us. So be careful what you allow to come inside of you just because you're desperate, just because you're lonely, because you want to be loved. Because at one time in my life, Crystal, I could say I was pimping my spirit and prostituting my soul because I was looking for love. But now that I know who I am, I would never go that route again. Never.
My God. And, you know, talking about the breast situation, I remember myself, you know, those cysts used to be so big and used to be like the size of a golf ball almost, you know, and the pain that I used to, you know, receive in that area, it was unreal. But the doctor gave me some medicine for it to decrease, and that's exactly what happened, you know. So when it was time for the surgery, there was nothing for them to operate on. So it's amazing because aside from that, was that not last year, but I think it was the year before last, I went in and had surgery, and they told me I had several fibroids and several cysts on my ovaries, and my mom came to Atlanta to take me into the surgery and all this other stuff. And it's just amazing because when it was time for the surgery, when I finally came to the conclusion that I was going to definitely go ahead and go on with the surgery because I was having so much pain, when they did the surgery, again, there was no fibroids and there was no cysts on my ovaries, which on the ultrasound, I personally saw from my own eyes that I had several cysts and fibroids. And she showed it to me on the ultrasound, but when it was time for the surgery, when they went in, there was nothing. So we know that God is a healer. He heals, he delivers. So we are living testimonies, you know, of that. So I'm just very grateful that you was able to share with us today, telling us about your story, telling us about your testimony. I am super excited to have you this coming Saturday for the Meet the Authors event. We're going to have a wonderful time. It's going to be recorded. I'm going to Periscope it, all that good jazz. So I am just excited. I am excited. But I am just wanting to say to definitely the listening audience, I am hoping that you was blessed on today with my girlfriend, Celinda Mumphrey, in the studio with us, talking about her book, Heal My Private Parts. And we talked about her upcoming book and things of that nature. Celinda, I definitely want to have you back on closer to that time or when you release your book so that we can talk about that book as well. This one was very juicy. I think I'm going to start reading this one again so that when Saturday come, you know, I'll be halfway through. I think it only took me a day to read it. So honestly, I want to read this again before Saturday comes. But you guys, to my listening audience, we greatly appreciate you listening in with us on today. Again, Celinda, can you please tell them one more time how they can reach you on social media?
Most definitely. On Twitter, it is at Celinda D, and Instagram, Celinda D LLC. On Facebook, Celinda Mumphrey or Celinda D LLC, and also my website, CelindaD.com.
Awesome. And do you want to say anything else before we sign off, Celinda?
Crystal, the last chapter in my book, I want to just read this last part to everyone.
Okay.
And this is the chapter that's called Healed. It says, it is time for you to live again. Pull your parts together and stop giving it to someone who is not even worthy of a queen such as yourself. Girlfriend, know that you are unstoppable and you are bad to the bone. Your lips can make a man's mouth salivate. Your smile can drive him to his knees. Your eyes can make his heart beat out of his chest, and your touch can make him scream your name. Take off the bandages, expose your scars, and set yourself free. Give God your secrets, every hidden thing, your hurt and shame. Collect all of the broken and missing pieces of your life, because, woman, your private parts have been healed.
Wow, that's powerful. So, ladies, you heard it, Heal My Private Parts. That poem that she just read, we have to really start, like Celinda said, acting like a lady. Stop feeling as if we have to open our legs for every Tom, Dick, Harry, John, Bob, Sue. Well, I ain't going to say Sue, but for some people that's out there that, you know, that's on the other side, God bless you as well. But at the end of the day, you know, we pray that you find your way back, of course. So, you know, definitely it's not a laughing matter. But, you know, God bless you. And, you know, we don't discriminate on anybody. You know, at the end of the day, somebody needs to hear this. And my girlfriend, Rachel Miller, she wrote this book called Close Your Legs. And she's going to be one of the authors there at the event on this Saturday also. She's not one of the feature artists, but, you know, I had her the Meet the Authors for my past Meet the Authors event. But that book is very powerful to me as well because, you know, some of us, we need to really just close our legs. And, of course, at the end of the day, we need to heal our private parts and know that God has us. And we don't have to continue to just open up our legs to everybody. We need to save our goods for our husband or our husband when, you know, definitely through our lives. But you guys, I thank you so much for your time. I love and appreciate you. Thank you for always supporting the Crystal Chanel Show, supporting Crystal Chanel. And I just want to say God bless you, Celinda. Thank you so much for tuning in with us on today, and I'm super excited about Saturday and super excited to have you on in the future for another interview. But God bless you. I won't take up any more of your time, but you guys have a great Sunday evening and know that Crystal Chanel loves you. Thank you, Celinda, so much for your time.
Trouble game track.